Heavy Larry, if you could open your books and turn it. I know it looks thick. We may not get to everything. Section 5. Page 26. Page 26. And the reason why I want to do the vocabulary first, so that we're on the same page, we do, some of us have been together, and some of you are visiting. Welcome, please. Thank you. I just want to cover some vocabulary that we're speaking the same things, okay? I know that you've read, I know that you have been under different teachers, instructors, and things like that, different courses. So I just want to cover, because when I speak a word or say something, that your mind doesn't kind of fixate on that and then have a question. If you do have questions and you just can't get over something, let's take it offline during a break, and then we'll go over it, okay? So, did I say page 26?
Yeah.
How about
24.
Page 24. Terms. So in any field of study, vocabulary and language is important.
Yep.
So words convey thoughts, and so it's important that we understand what we mean when we use a word. So sometimes mistakes or assumptions are made when we hear things, but precision and clarity are then needed. So simply put, words matter. So in prophetic ministry, it is important to have some clarity of definition to what we're talking about and put some borders around words, okay? When I say this, it means this. It doesn't mean, you know, another thing that you may have heard or been taught. So the following is a list of words and concepts that I believe are important to ensure that we're all on common ground. Keep in mind that some of the terms, such as levels of prophecy, are not purely from Scripture. But they're terms that we use so that we can put some frame of reference to it. Does that make sense?
Yep.
There's a lot of things in the Bible and stuff that, man, you know, how do we put this into English, right? And they go, well, we'll have to use this word to emphasize a concept or an idea of what we believe or what we teach or so forth. It's just simply a way of communicating a thought or an idea to aid in understanding. So when I say the prophetic, I'm using a commonly used term to encompass the revelation gifts: prophecy, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, tongues and interpretation. Although the term is not precise, it does convey the idea that a person is receiving words. I should probably go on record now, or am I?
You are.
Okay, good. The idea that the person is receiving words from God. An excellent example is when Jesus met the woman at the well, John 4. Jesus told the woman about her marriage status, word of knowledge. What does she say? I see, you're a prophet. Okay, the next word, operator. Okay, why do I use that word? It sounds so military. It's a word to describe those who are being used in prophecy at any level. So when you speak today, you're an operator.
Right on.
I'm going to refer you to it as an operator.
Yep.
Okay, the next word, activations. Not everybody likes this word. Murillo hates it. This word applies that the Holy Spirit is activating your spirit and senses to be open to spiritual revelation and to receive messages, images, and feelings from Him.
Amen.
It does not apply in New Age philosophy or activities that go into spiritual realm, into the realm, the way God did not intend for us.
Right.
Keep in mind that being prophetic or receiving revelation implies having relationship with God. And those are scripture references there. 1 Corinthians 12, 6 through 12, and 14, 1. When we speak of activations, we're speaking of letting Holy Spirit distribute to each one of us as He wills. We're not trying to capture electrical energy. We're trying to tap into a mystical power.
That's right.
Okay? Calibrate. Dictionaries define this word as to check, adjust, or determine by comparison with a standard that's usually done with a measuring instrument. I often use this word as a way to communicate the ability to distinguish between personal thoughts and the feelings thoughts and input of the Holy Spirit. Imprinting. It speaks about having something fixed firmly in the mind. First exposures to things and training that is reinforced often creates an imprinting in the mind. This can be very helpful, but it can later create struggles for those who need to expand their knowledge, expertise,
right,
expand their senses, and so forth, right? Okay, the spirit of prophecy. I'm going to hit on this in the, as the course develops. The spirit of prophecy is, is also known as simple prophecy, or I speak of it at times, it's a prophetic atmosphere.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And it's available to all believers. This term is taken from Revelation 19:10. This is considered level one and occurs occasionally to many believers. Now, what I do is if I borrow a thought from somebody, I put their names there. Some believers at this level prophesy more frequently than others due to their measures of faith and the circumstances that they're in. It's my opinion that many people underestimate the efficacy, the accuracy, and the power of operating in the spirit of prophecy.
That's right.
That's low level. No, it's not. And I've watched operators in the spirit of prophecy deliver amazing words.
Yes.
Who is this now? Right? You can bring significant and deep rhema words to saints. Even foretell the future. Really? Yeah, when you're under his anointing. It's an area that you can be under, you just haven't asked. Now I'm here, you're taking the challenge, so I'm going to challenge you. Start asking.
Thank you.
Okay, the next page, page 25. The gift of prophecy or prophetic gifting. This is considered level two, as the definition implies. This is a gift bestowed on the operator by the Holy Spirit. And by the way, Lord, thank you for that word, delivered by him.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Thank
yes.
you.
Amen.
Interrupt anytime.
Amen, Lord.
This is a gift bestowed on the operator by the Holy Spirit. When we use this term, it means that this is a resident gift. And it is usually operated more frequently than others who operate in the spirit, who operate in the spirit of prophecy. Saints can desire and ask for this gift. Saints should also be aware that although this is considered a resident gift, it can go dormant.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Yep.
Prophetic ministry. Considered to be level three, this is where saints who have the gift of prophecy also have a proven reputation of accuracy, reliability, in their own churches or with other networked churches and ministries. And you'll see these people, they'll come up, if they're, you know, they have this gift, they're reliable, they're trusted, they're given green light to minister, and they'll come up often and grab the microphone or be given the microphone to speak. And you've seen this before in services. It's not hard to find if you look. Many of these operators have itinerant ministries because they're in demand, while others stay within their home churches. Due to the relationship between these operators and the Holy Spirit, it can seem that these saints can operate the gift whenever they want to. Although that may not be the case for each one. Often, these operators are considered as prophets by churches, although they do not carry governmental authority, nor do they represent areas or regions. Okay, let's talk about prophets now. They're considered to be level four of the prophetic gifts. Prophets are considered to be in an office and are gifts to the church for building up and equipping. And you have scripture reference there. Many teachers and scholars rank prophets as the second highest office in the church. That's a rational argument that can be made.
That's right.
Depending on how you read the scriptures and so forth. I don't have a problem with that. If people want to rank gifts and things like that, apostles first, prophets second,
yep,
and on down the line. Prophets are also considered part of the government authority of the church, and they can be based in local bodies or in other ministry organizations. Prophets can be assigned to regions, territories, political spheres, ministry organizations, and to large parts of the body of Christ.
Right.
Level four prophets are considered to be very deep in relationship and understanding of the Holy Spirit. Years have a proven track record with their words and predictions. But remember that the primary purpose is equipping and building, not just wielding authority.
That's right.
Level 4 prophets could be compared to the authority and power that was carried by Old Testament prophets. Okay, prophecy. Utterances from the Holy Spirit that are primarily meant for exhortation, edification, and comfort. Prophetic utterances can be foretelling, telling things as is or like it is, or forthtelling. Oh, wait a minute, let me back up. Foretelling is in future, or forthtelling, which can be directive, revealing, or speaking truths. Not all prophecy is predictive. Tongues and interpretations refer to prophetic utterances spoken of in 1 Corinthians 12:10, where that's where an unknown tongue usually precedes a prophetic utterance. An unknown tongue that precedes a prophetic utterance that is in a recognized language. Not as common today as in the other ways, right, the prophetic utterances. Words of knowledge there, knowledge or revelations that come from the spirit of prophecy or are direct revelations from the Holy Spirit. Revealed information does not necessarily mean it's a coded message or a prophecy from Holy Spirit. Sometimes it precedes a prophecy. Words of knowledge may be signals from the Holy Spirit who wants to deliver the message or a prophetic message or move in another gift like healing. Okay, turn the page. 26 talks about word of wisdom, that is supernatural revelation by the Holy Spirit, which reveals the mind and will of God for particular situations. And I did pick out this quote from Hagen. It says, generally speaking, words of wisdom speak into the future. Interesting. Okay, I do have other points and topics. That's if time allows. Those are just, again, we're talking about bits of information to add to your mosaic. If that's if we have time. It's there if you have further reading you want to do. All right. If you go to now, I want to hit another area. I'm going to skip preface for now. Go to page 7. This is going to be some meat, real meat I'm going to get into. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right. And the reason why I want to hit this hard in the beginning is because people have issues with this. Lord, am I speaking from my mind or is this inspiration? Am I speaking from my mind or is this really you? Are these really your thoughts? And this can be a big hang up. And I get it, okay? And the reason why is because I was probably one of the thickest, thick-headed students known to man when it comes to prophetic words. I was thick. So I can remember times when the instructor would say, ask the Lord for an image. And I'd get one. And I'd go, no, that can't be. And it would repeat, no, that can't be. Repeat, no, come on. I'm telling you, the Lord was so gracious. He worked with me. Oh. Nowadays, it's picture. Oh, no, I'm not quite. Picture. Okay, I get it.
Wording.
I'm telling you, I had issues. Right? I was just so analytical. I was just so, I just wanted that right in front of me. I just wanted to be sure, so sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wasn't taking those steps of faith.
Yeah.
So this is a big deal. And even us, even as operators, we still go through that, don't we?
That's right. Yep.
Is that really you? Now, remember that word I gave earlier in the morning? I knew that was from him. I knew it. It's just the way it presents itself now. I've cued in. I can sense it. You ever drive in your car and your mind is off on this wonderful revelatory realm,
yes.
It seems like.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes.
you hit that stoplight.
Uh-huh.
And you go, is that me? Or Holy Spirit, is that you?
Come on.
I mean, this is, I've been many times just amazed at what the Lord will bring to my mind as far as revelation goes. I go, I know this isn't me.
Yep.
This isn't me. So Holy Spirit, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So in your training, again, what's in your mind, speak it to the person and get, you know, we try to encourage feedback when we do level one trainings or beginning trainings, right? But it can be a challenge because, just not sure. But also, we've got to start paying attention to our senses, too.
Yes.
Okay? It's not just thoughts. And folks, I've got to tell you, no matter where you are as an operator, this is where we learn to dance.
Yeah.
This is where we learn to dance.
Yep.
Are they your thoughts, Lord, or me? Uh-huh. And this is where we also... Periodically, what I do is this, and I'm going to encourage you to do this too. You've spoken a word, you've made the delivery, okay? Walk up to the person, like I said, did that mean something to you, okay? Well, that's insecurity. Oh, come on, really? I want to get better.
Yeah.
Come on.
Did that mean something to you?
Yes.
Okay. Was there anything that did not?
Right.
Okay. And most of the time, what do you get? Thank you. Yes, it did.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So you were hearing. Okay. And I run into people. They will not step out, or they regret their past because they feel that they have spoken out of their mind. I just wasn't sensing things. Wasn't getting a big... It just didn't feel like a big download. It just didn't feel the anointing behind it. And when you are in this realm of ministry, guess what? You're not going to get everything like that.
Yeah.
All right? Okay, so reading below that line, that speaking for the mind or from inspiration. And again, even after delivering up, listen to this. Even after delivering a prophetic word while under a heavy anointing, operators sometimes ask, was that God or just me? And some operators also get concerned when they don't feel too much of the anointing. As a result, they don't have confidence or an assurance that their thoughts or words were from God. This is a big area.
Yeah.
And so I know you've been through beginner courses and things like that, but this is, we got to hit this.
Yeah.
And here's another question, and it's valid.
Yep.
Another question may arise, which is, if I'm not feeling or sensing much of the anointing, how do I know when? So it's a good question. Now, let's start dancing.
Yep.
I like it, but it's awkward. I'm awkward.
Yep.
Believe me, I was the most awkward dancer when I started. But I started getting the hang of it, and then started picking up the rhythm. Okay. And really, this is what it's like to be with Holy Spirit.
Yep.
You're dancing with Him. Let Him take you through the steps. Every operator is different. I'm reading down that second paragraph there, down the page. Holy Spirit uses each one accordingly. Just because there is a little feeling or sensing of the anointing does not mean the prophetic word was not inspired by the Holy Spirit.
All right.
The Holy Spirit can vary the intensity levels of the anointing depending on the occasion and the circumstances. Sometimes the anointing is heavy and you can't miss it.
Yep.
We all want that, don't we?
Yeah.
Are you going to get that
right
all the time? No.
No.
Let me give you my little blender story. I was attending a different church. This is years ago. And I could feel that I had something. Pastor's wife knew I had something. But didn't tell me. So I got no encouragement there. I was just by myself going through this thing, this event. And so during the service, I start getting a word. And I knew what the word was. It was to pray, or the pastor, we were to release healing anointing.
Yeah.
to the people that had this burden on their hearts and wanted to be moved into gifts of healing, especially for children. That's an important word, isn't it?
Yeah.
Amen.
And I knew I had it. But because I wasn't that comfortable with walking up or delivering it, and taking the microphone was closed. So how do I deliver this word? Well, I got to walk up to the pastor and let it go. Right? So, what happens is I say, I'm going to hold off. Holy Spirit says, no, you're not.
Good.
I know.
And inside me, I had the only way I can describe it is like a blender with speeds on it.
Yeah.
Low speed. I think I'm going to hold off. Higher speed. I'm not kidding you, folks. This is what the Holy Spirit will do. If he even wants to get a word out of you, he will.
Come on, come on.
So, I'm starting to get sick. And I get up out of my chair, and I start walking to the back, and I start doing,
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, it's got to subside now, right? No. Higher.
Oh, boy.
That's the only way I can describe it. It was a blender inside me. Yep. It was just spinning and churning. It was making me nauseated.
Yep.
I thought I was going to have to go into the bathroom here at any moment. Rather than go up to the pastor. I'd rather do that than go up to him, right? And then I had had enough. After several minutes of this, right, I had enough.
Thank you.
And I remember just looking up, and in my mind, I'm screaming in my mind, all right! And I walk up to the pastor, I deliver that word, and bore witness with him, bore witness with his wife. And yes, we had a moment there. We called people up and released power and anointing on his people so that they can move in the healing gifts. Is that a strategic word?
Yes.
Did that have to get out?
Yes.
Was that a sure thing? Yes. Does that happen all the time?
No.
Do you want it to happen all the time?
No.
No. So, that is a case, an extreme case of not missing it, right? But at other times, it's lighter.
Yeah.
Oh, it's refreshing. It's nice. It feels it's like a warm glow, right? But you have to be in touch with yourself and your feelings. You have to say, okay, the Holy Spirit, again, it's those thoughts, too.
Yeah.
When those thoughts drop in, clunk. Okay. Right? So that's what we're asking for. Lord, make me sensitive to how you're moving with me.
Right.
We'd love for us to turn up the volume. Lord, can you just turn it up a little bit more?
Yes.
Sometimes he does. Sometimes he does. The pictures. Remember I talked about that? Again. I got it. I did get it, Lord. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll move now.
Yeah.
Right? And again, like I'm saying, it's less now. It's not so much a struggle now. But before, again, I was a thick-headed case. It's also the lighter touches. Again, I just spoke about this, but we need to be more sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there are also accompanying emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk about this because as operators, you're not limited in your range of emotions.
That's right.
If you start feeling tears or you're starting to feel getting choked up and all that, let it flow, man.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah.
I gotta be strong and give the word of the Lord. That's part of the message.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
I'm gonna talk about that again.
That's good. That's good.
Sometimes there's no emotion, right? So be careful, don't judge the importance or impact of prophetic words just because we're not feeling much.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
As maturing operators, we should expect that Holy Spirit will use various means, methods, and levels of intensity to get our attention.
Right.
And then we move accordingly. Sometimes it's a gusher. It's here. Sometimes you feel it. It's on you. It's on your skin. Sometimes it's in you, and it wants to gush out.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to that. Lately, what's been happening to me, and the paying attention to the signals I'm talking about, is that I'll gush out. Okay, Lord, got my attention. What do you want to say?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Not easy at first. But then we start getting better.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Lord will even lower his whisper to you at times.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
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 Lower the whisper.
Are you listening?
Yeah. Don't expect heavy all the time. Operate. We have to learn to operate by the whisper of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Now, as this happens... Again, I want to hit this hard. I'm getting some practice after this. I can feel I need to. You may need some feedback, some more feedback to help with your calibration. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm getting. Feedback time. Okay. Learn to do this as practice, too. All right? I still do it. It's not because of insecurity. I also, you know, if I'm speaking, I say, well, how did that come out? Is there anything that I need to do to shore up my ability? Or is there something I need to change? Am I demonstrating a tick that I need to eliminate? Okay? So this is how we're getting better in this realm. So, to help build confidence, I'll offer the following points. We all have to operate with faith. All of us. All of us. I'm releasing this word about the country. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, well, talk about it with people.
Mm-hmm.
Release it. But you'll have to do it by faith. There's no getting around it unless you want the blender.
Yeah.
So it will feel risky. But remember that God is a rewarder of faith.
Yes.
Ask for the anointing. And ask for the greater sensitivity to it.
Yes.
Ask Holy Spirit how it continually show how he speaks to you, because he'll change things up.
Yep.
You've learned one primary way, but he's going to start taking you down paths to learn another way.
Uh-huh.
Ask Holy Spirit, next book bullet. Keep doing, we're on page 8, by the way. Ask Holy, or... Keep doing your personal prayer time or secret place.
Yeah.
This helps.
Yes, sir.
I am having such a blessed secret place.
Yay.
And it's not, don't get me wrong, it's not every day I feel this intense presence, but I do sense him. Sometimes it takes a few minutes. But you know, when you're sensing him in that secret place, you'll recognize that in service.
Yes.
You'll recognize that as you're in the grocery store.
Yep.
As he's prepping you to speak to somebody. Right? You can feel that presence. Lord, I know this is you. What do you want to do? That's very important. So, as I mentioned a number of times, but I'll say it again. After a prophetic ministry, do a quality check. Ask your recipients if the word bears witness with them.
Amen.
Keep asking, and ask for the changes that are needed to accommodate the gifts.
Good.
Lord, take the thickness out of my head.
Amen.
Right? Ask, keep asking for greater levels. Here's another thing, it's very important. Stay in this dimension. Stay in the game. Don't just drop the notes or drop the books or drop whatever and start chasing or pursuing something else. If you want to be good in prophetic ministry, you got to be in it. And you have to look for the opportunities, and you have to be dialoguing with the Holy Spirit. Say, Lord, is there somebody you want to speak to? He'll surprise you. I'm going to say this too. It's in your book. Recall the moments when you received a light touch or received words or knowledge of something where you knew it was the Holy Spirit. You knew it. Recall how it happened. This is how He works with you, right? He may change things up a bit, but recall that. Okay? So, Lord, are you giving me another word? How is that thought coming in? Kerplunk, strong, bold letters.
Right.
Is it loud? Is it a whisper? Is it a flickering candle type of thing? Is there also any sense? I'm hitting this hard. Is there a sense that comes with that thought or word? Lord, I can sense your anointing. I can sense your anointing on me.
Yeah.
And this is where we start dancing with Him.
Yeah, come on.
And where we start getting more confident as we have to release the words and that they have impact and they mean something. I say, okay, Lord, I'm taking notes. You've heard my story. Does the thought repeat itself when you ask for clarity? I have stories. Does the receiver, again, identify with it? Does his or her knower agree with it? Can a partner, a fellow operator, also agree with you? Can he or she assist you? Okay? Okay, let's get into a practice.
Hey, I have a word from the Lord.
Bring it.
Can everyone please silence their phones?
Yes.
It's very irritating. Yeah. It's so interruptive. It's distracting.
Yes.